From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Rock here. August 31st. Five stories from across the league straight ahead. Let's get into it. First, from Sky Sports. Biggest fight in women's boxing. Dubois, Baumgartner is a coward. As Baumgartner prepares to challenge for the IBF lightweight world title on November 8th, Dubois is eager to face her, asserting that she is already better at just 25 years old. She also pointed out Baumgartner's missed opportunities against top fighters like Katie Taylor and Clarissa Shields. While Dubois hopes Baumgartner wins her upcoming fight, she's ready for any outcome. Meanwhile, Stephanie Han is another potential opponent for Dubois, who has her sights set on making that fight happen. Joe Root is unconcerned by his own form, praising his teammates for adapting to tricky conditions at Lord's in England's win over Pakistan. Watch England's third test against Pakistan live on Sky Sports Cricket on Thursday, September 10. Joe Root has challenged his England team to carve out their own legacy in the game after his side secured a series victory against Pakistan at Lord's. MVP founder Jake Paul confirmed they're ready to finalize a fight between Dubois and Baumgartner once the contracts are signed. The anticipation is building, and it looks like the boxing world is in for an exciting showdown. Next, second, from Sky Sports, Root challenges England to create legacy. Clash of Hearts and Road Jewel feature in Monday's champion 2 years old trophy at Ripon. Simon and Ed Christopher looking for fourth win in race in London 7 years with Pyramid. Watch every race live on Sky Sports Racing. Ripon's champion 2 years old trophy is up for grabs on Bank Holiday Monday, PL. Us action from Chepstow and Southwell, all live on Sky Sports Racing. 3.05 Ripon Clash of Hearts has leading claims. Clash of Hearts comes here with the form in the bank after bringing up his first win at Pontefract in Pathic fashion. Up next, third, from Sky Sports. Today of Sky Sports Racing, 2 year old trophy up for grabs at Ripon. And then, fourth, from BBC Sport Cricket. Robinson's rhythmical action reminiscent of McGrath Agnew. Ollie Robinson has made a strong impression since his England debut 5 years ago, and his rhythmical bowling action is drawing comparisons to the legendary Glenn McGrath. Despite ups and downs in his career, Robinson has showcased his talent this summer, taking 23 wickets in just 3 matches. His ability to read the game and spot batsmen's weaknesses adds to his effectiveness. The tactical shift of having the wicketkeeper stand up to the stumps has played to Robinson's strengths, allowing him to bowl fuller deliveries that swing more. Jamie Smith's improved glove work has been crucial, thanks to dedicated training. Looking ahead, the challenge will be for Robinson to maintain his success on tougher pitches, especially in South Africa this winter. F1, why there could still be drama in the driver market despite Verstappen and Lando Norris signing new contracts. Red Bull's Verstappen and McLaren's Lando Norris have both signed contract extensions with their respective teams until 2030. Several other drivers at the Vigevort MS are locked into deals. Watch the Italian GP at Monza live on Sky Sports F1 from September 4-6. After a summer of speculation, contract extensions for Max Verstappen and Lando Norris suggest the elite seats on the Formula One grid are locked in for at least the next couple of years. England needs to keep him in the lineup, as he's proven to be a key player in their bowling attack. With the right support and strategy, Robinson could lead England to further victories. Next, fifth, from Sky Sports. What could trigger driver market drama after new Verstappen, Norris deals? Up next, sixth, from The Guardian Sport. Ailing Novak Djokovic falls in US Open first round and earliest Grand Slam exit in 20 years. Novak Djokovic faced a tough first round match at the US Open, marking his earliest exit from a Grand Slam in 2 decades. He battled through an exhausting 4 hours and 36 minutes against Meridiano Navon, ultimately losing 7-6, 5-7, 4-6, 6-2, 6-1. The night was particularly challenging for Djokovic, who struggled with severe cramps and vomited multiple times during the match. As the contest wore on, it became clear that he was fighting more than just his opponent. By the end, the emotional toll was evident, with Djokovic visibly upset as he left the court. And then, 7th, from BBC Sport Tennis. Djokovic breaks down in tears during US Open first round exit. Novak Djokovic broke down in tears during a US Open first round defeat by Argentina's Mariano Navon, which provided further evidence age is fast catching up with the 39-year-old great. The 24-time Grand Slam champion was overcome by emotion in the deciding set of a dramatic match where he struggled physically throughout and had to vomit into a towel bin. US Open, Novak Djokovic loses to Mariano Navon in longest first round match of his career in Grand Slams. Novak Djokovic suffers stunning 5-set defeat to Mariano Navon in first round at Flushing Meadows. Watch the US Open live on Sky Sports Tennis and Sky Sports Plus streaming service now and the Sky Sports app. Novak Djokovic fell at the first hurdle as his tilt at a record-breaking 25th Grand Slam came to a shock end to Argentine Mariano Navon in a 5-set epic at the US Open. Djokovic, seeded 4th in New York, showed the fight for which he has always been renowned before succumbing to a 7-6, 7-5-5-7-4-6-6-2-6-1 loss. Next, 8th, from Sky Sports. Tearful Djokovic falls at first hurdle in shock US Open exit. Up next, 9th, from The Guardian Sport. 3-point dunks and midcourt shots worth 4. how Australia's NBL is seeking to shake up traditional rules. Basketball Australia refers proposed rule changes to FIBA idea aimed at delivering more highlights met with mixed reactions. The slam dunk has long been a staple of basketball, its biggest billboard, showcasing the athleticism and ferocity of its athletes. Now, some within the game want more. The Australian Men's Professional League, the NBL, has lodged a request with the sports rulemakers about trialing a way to deliver more of these highlights in a proposal that threatens to alter the game's fine balance. Continue reading and then. Hint, from PFT All. John Schneider on Terrion Arnold. The character didn't really fit with the allegations. The Seahawks finally signed cornerback Terrion Arnold, more than 2 weeks after agreeing to a deal with him. The league, as expected, promptly placed Arnold on paid leave. The administrative move flows from 8 felony charges against Arnold, arising from an alleged kidnapping and armed robbery that happened earlier this year in Florida. On Sunday, Seahawks GM John Schneider was asked about the factors the team considered in signing the 2024 first-round pick. "There's a ton of different factors that went into it," Schneider told reporters. "That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's Faye. Head up to Omni to eat it. So to vote him.